Unit 3. Health. Tuning in. 1. Listen to the recording. Read aloud and learn by heart the following 10 sentences. You don't look very well. You don't look very well. Are you all right? Are you all right? What seems to be the problem? What seems to be the problem? Are you hurt? Are you hurt? I hope it's nothing serious. I hope it's nothing serious. What are you taking for your throat? What are you taking for your throat? I'd better call for help. I'd better call for help. I'm afraid I've lost my appetite. I'm afraid I have lost my appetite. How long have you been like this? How long have you been like this? Your operation was very successful. Your operation was very successful. Listen to the recording and then read the passage below. Pay special attention to the bold words and expressions. Many Chinese people need to know that when an English-speaking person asks you about your health, he is probably only doing so out of politeness. Unless he knows you have been ill, he is certainly not expecting a detailed medical report, and will be most surprised if you give him one. If a foreign visitor feels ill, he could go to see a doctor at a hospital. Most foreign travelers to Beijing say that the medical treatment in the city is both convenient and inexpensive. If they fall ill, they may easily find medical service at their hotel. Or if they are seriously ill, they could go to the nearest hospital or community clinic. There, they will get good medical treatment. Health insurance is usually not required. They just pay cash for the service.
Task 1. Listen to the dialogue and then read after the recording.
I hear you've been ill. Well, I had the flu for a couple of days, but I'm fine now.
You're looking well. By the way, did you hear about our team leader?
No, I just wonder why he doesn't show up in the last important games.
He had such bad flu that they had to take him to the hospital.
Oh, I didn't know that, and I'm sorry to hear it.
Don't worry. He will be all right. I hear you've been ill.
Well, I had the flu for a couple of days, but I'm fine now.
You're looking well. By the way, did you hear about our team leader?
No, I just wonder why he doesn't show up in the last important games.
He had such bad flu that they had to take him to the hospital.
Oh, I didn't know that, and I'm sorry to hear it.
Don't worry. He will be all right.
Task 2. Listen to the dialogue and then read after the recording.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Mr. Taylor. What seems to be the problem?
I've got a sore throat and my chest hurts.
How long have you been like this?
2 or 3 days now.
Let me check your lungs and heart.
Do I have to have an X-ray?
No, I should think you've got the flu. There's a lot of it about in this season.
What do you advise?
It's nothing serious, but you'd better stay in bed for a day or two.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Mr. Taylor. What seems to be the problem?
I've got a sore throat and my chest hurts.
How long have you been like this?
2 or 3 days now.
Let me check your lungs and heart.
Do I have to have an X-ray?
No, I should think you've got the flu. There's a lot of it about in this season.
What do you advise?
It's nothing serious, but you'd better stay in bed for a day or two.
Task 3. Listen to the dialogue and then read after the recording.
You certainly look happy about something.
Really? I've been feeling very well lately.
What makes you look so healthy?
I've lost some weight.
I think that's because you get enough exercise.
You're right, and I am careful about eating.
Do you mean you are on a diet?
Yes, it's been a bit hard at the beginning, though.
I know, but you've made it. You certainly look happy about something.
Really? I've been feeling very well lately.
What makes you look so healthy?
I've lost some weight.
I think that's because you get enough exercise.
You're right, and I am careful about eating.
Do you mean you are on a diet?
Yes, it's been a bit hard at the beginning, though.
I know, but you've made it.
Task 4. A nurse is talking to Louise after her appendectomy. Listen to the dialogue and then read after the recording.
Your operation is very successful, Miss Louise. How are you feeling today? The pain is still there, though it doesn't hurt as much as yesterday. Have you passed your urine after the operation? Yes, it was earlier this morning, and the nurse helped me with it. That's good. This is but a minor operation, and you will be all right within a few days. Do I need to change the dressing today? Normally not. Maybe sometime tomorrow when your doctor gives orders. I haven't eaten anything for days. I'm afraid I've lost my appetite. Don't be afraid. That's only normal. Now let me help you with a little liquid food. Your operation is very successful, Miss Louise. How are you feeling today? The pain is still there, though it doesn't hurt as much as yesterday. Have you passed your urine after the operation? Yes, it was earlier this morning, and the nurse helped me with it. That's good. This is but a minor operation, and you will be all right within a few days. Do I need to change the dressing today? Normally not. Maybe sometime tomorrow when your doctor gives orders. I haven't eaten anything for days. I'm afraid I've lost my appetite. Don't be afraid. That's only normal. Now let me help you with a little liquid food.
Task 5. Speak to yourself. Listen to the recording, and then read the passage below. Pay special attention to the bold words and expressions. I am 20 years old, and I live in Shenwu District of Beijing. I am studying to be a doctor. It's hard, but I love it. Why? I believe that after many years of rapid economic development in this country, people are getting better off now. They need to keep fit, to enjoy good health, better medical care, and good medical treatment. I am confident I'll finish my study at the medical school with good credits. And when I become a smart doctor, I'll do good service to the people of the country and to our foreign friends coming from around the world.